Shalom Aleichem, Rabbos. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Lamed Zayin. We are deep into the topic of Breira, and we will spend almost the entirety of today talking about Breira. The Mishnah had introduced this on Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, and just in a nutshell, Breira is the idea that we will retroactively say that your intention was such and such. So, for example, we learned that an Erev Tchumen needs to be set up at Ben HaShemasha. So that's when it takes into effect. Well, let's say you don't know which direction you want to go. So the Mishnah had said, based on certain circumstances, if you set up two potential Eruvim, and you decide on Shabbos in which direction you want to go, we're going to say Breira, and that retroactively your intention was to use that Eruv the entire time, let's say the Eastern Eruv the entire time, and that was your intent on Erev Shabbos, right? Again, because an Erev needs to be Chal at Ben HaShemashos, you can't just decide which direction you want to go on Shabbos and have that be good, right? We need to say the halachic mechanism of Breira to tell me that even before Shabbos started at Ben HaShemashos, that was the person's intent. So we're here at the two dots, about 10 lines up, quoting Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Mishnah had brought an example of if two Rebbeim are coming from different directions, and Rabbi Yehuda had said if your Rebbe is coming from one direction, so then we assume that the person is going to go visit his Rebbe, and your Erev is in that direction. So Gemara says, what about the Rabbanan? Right? If Rabbi Yehuda has to say this, that implies that the Rabbanan disagree with him. So what is the Rabbanan? What do the Rabbanan say? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan zin denicha lebechavre tvemi rabbe. Right? Sometimes the Rabbanan say, a person wants to see his chevre more than his Rebbe. Right? A person has a great Rebbe, but sometimes you can learn mechavre iraya yose mehem. Right? A person can learn from his chevre more than his Rebbe. And therefore we will say Breira, and that if he decides to go see his Chavra in the other direction, so that is going to be legitimate. Okay. Amar Rav. Rav says, now again, according to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Breira works. So if the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Lesa Lemasnisin Midatani Ayo. Ayo is a name, one of the fun names in Shas. Ayo, Sumchus, names like that. So either way, our Mishnah is not like Ayo. Ditani Ayo, because Ayo taught that Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll explain in a second, does not hold Breira. We'll just read the Mishnah, or the Brisa rather. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masne Al Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. A person is not allowed to make a t'nai on two things at once. You can't just be, if A, then this. If B, then this. Elim Kein, Bachacham L'Mizrach, Eruva L'Mizrach, then Bachacham L'Mariv, Eruva L'Mariv, Abba L'Kan L'Kan Lo. Meaning, you can't choose one or the other. If you have an option, if Chachamim are coming from both directions, according to Ayo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't just be like, I'll put two Eruvim and whichever one I decide, fine. You can. The case where it does work is that if the Talmud Chacham is coming from the east, yeah, or the west, and you're not sure if he's coming, and then you decide to go, so that will work. But if you have both options, and then you all of a sudden you choose either east or west on Shabbos, that does not work, right? Implying that Breira does not work. Again, Breira means that we're allowing you to choose retroactively. When you choose on Shabbos, that the Erev is Chal retroactively on Shabbos. So, according to Ayo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that does not work. So Gemara says, one second. Maishna lekan alakan dolo de'ein Breira. The Mizrach Umarav nami ein Breira. Meaning, what is the difference between the two cases? In case number one, right, the guy says, well, if Talmidei Chachamim come from both directions, I can pick one or the other. That, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is no good. But according to, what's the second case? The guy puts down two Erevs and says, if the Talmidei Chachamim comes from the east, I'll go to the east. If Talmidei Chachamim comes to the west, I'll go to the west. Well, that's also Breira. In both of those cases, we're employing Breira to decide which one of the two Erevs he wants to use. So Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yeah, this is, and again, this is one of the key points. Kufar b'chacham. The case is with the Talmid Chacham already came. The second case, when it's good, that's not Breira. You're not using Breira at all. You're just finding out the Metzias in terms of what happened. You don't know which direction the Rav is coming from. So if he comes from the east, so then you'll go to the east. If he comes from the west, you go to the west. But the Talmud Chacham already came on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, on Erev Shabbos, his Eruv was chal already. We're not, according to the case, according to Ayo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in his second case over here, we're not choosing which direction to go on Shabbos. That's no good. That's Breira. That's no good. That's the steer with our Mishnah. The case where it works, according to Ayo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is where the Talmud Chacham came already on Erev Shabbos, and you didn't find out about it until Shabbos morning. So when the Talmud Chacham came on Erev Shabbos, his Eruv was already chal in that direction before Shabbos. That Bein HaShmashos, it was already decided. He just didn't realize, he didn't find out about the facts until Shabbos. But either way, that is a contradiction against our Mishnah. So apparently, right, our Mishnah is does not shtim with Ayo. Right? Apparently the Mishnah is not correct. So Gemara says, one second. Adarava, less led Ayo, mimas nisin. Why are we saying, right? Well, the Gemara does this all the time. It brings a stira and contradiction to somebody's shita from a Mishnah. Now you're telling me that the Mishnah is no good because of Ayo's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda? It should be the opposite, right? Ayo's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda must be no good because of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Lo salgadai dachana." Don't think that, because the Shmainin le Rabbi Yehuda, the less le Breira, did not. We find that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira from another case, from another Mishnah. Halokeh yayim ben akutim. If a person takes wine from akuti at the Gemara debates towards the end of Kiddushin, whether the kutim were proper gerim, Sancheriv brought them to, I think, to replace the 10 tribes, or maybe perhaps during that tekufa, during the time when he exiled the 10 tribes, and the Gemara there says that because they weren't really sofrim or whatever, they weren't accepting Kosh Baruch Hu, so they were lions. Literally lions, eating them and killing them. So the debate in the Gemara over there, whether they are Gerei Arayos, not with an ayin, but with an aleph, that they were converted because of the lions, but they really didn't really want to convert, and therefore they still have the status of Goyim, or if they were Gerei Emes, if they actually did convert, and therefore obviously they have the status of Yehudim. Right? But Lamaisa, the Kutim, right, caused problems around Israel. They weren't so friendly, even if they did convert legitimately. And usually there are gzeiras against them. Rashi here points out that this Mishnah is before the gzeira against drinking their wine. So the Mishnah says like this: Halokech yain ben akutim. If someone buys wine from kutim, and you have to separate shumas and maestras from wine from kutim, so we assume that they did not do so. So Omer, the person can say shnei lugin shani atilis lehafrish. The two lug that I'm eventually going to separate, again, just in terms of round numbers, so let's say you have 100 lug, so you need to take truma and maaser. So truma is a discussion how much you have to take, right? We made that right, so you don't really only have to take a tiny bit, but let's say the standard size is 1/50, so that's 2%. So two lug, that's the 2% over here, that a person is going to separate, that hariza truma, that's the truma. Asara, the 10 lug, the 10%, that's really a little bit inaccurate, because once you take truma, that you're left with 98 lug, and it's really 9.8. Okay, round numbers. So asara meiser rishon, you take 10 lug, that's meiser rishon. Tisha meiser sheni, right? Then you're down to 90, really 88, but okay, fine, or a little bit less, whatever the fractions are. 9 lug is going to be meiser sheni. Umechal, and you can be mechal it, right? Meiser sheni is not kadosh. You can turn it into chulin, meaning you take money and then take the money to Yerushalayim. So either way, once you do all that, shosem miyad, you can drink right away. And again, what are you doing? You're separating in the future. We assume that all the wine that is left at the end of your drinking, or whatever it is, if you measure it out properly, that's the trumas and maestras that you separate, right? If for whatever reason he couldn't separate it, actually physically separate it into another container, maybe it didn't have another container, he only had the barrels, whatever. So the wine that's left after you're drinking, that's the matnos kuna and levia for the kohanim and the levim. David Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir says that you can do that, right? That's breira. We decide that retroactively, that's the stuff that you separated. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. All through those three tanaim say that it's no good, right? That you can't do breira with this separating of the wine of kutim. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of breira. So that's why we say that Ayo's version is correct, and our Mishnah is incorrect, because our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda does hold a Brera, and Ayo in this Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Brera. So the Gemara says, Ula Amar Lesa La Ayo Mimas Nisin. Ula says, no. You can actually use the Mishnah to disprove Ayo's Shita. Ay, Vela Hagat Kani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrin. What do you do with the Brisa we just quoted? So Ula Zugi Zugi Katani. Ula had a different version of that Brisa, and he taught them in pairs. Because did Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda? He put Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Meir, who allowed Brera, who allowed you to say retroactively, this wine that's left over is going to be the Trumas and Maestros. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, so they don't hold the Brera, but Rabbi Yehuda does, and therefore our Mishnah is against Ayo, and that is fine. So now the Mishnah, that's two versions in terms of what Rabbi Yehuda actually holds about Brera, right? Our Mishnah says that he does, Ayo says that he doesn't, and two ways to understand the Braisa that either corroborates or is against Ayo's understanding. Okay, now what about Rabbi Yossi's Shita? We had quoted the Braisa above that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Brera. So the Gemara says, some Rabbi Yossi in Brera, does Rabbi Yossi really hold that Brera is no, we can't do that, we can't use that mechanism? But tonight with under the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Shtei Nashim Shalachu Es Kinehem Be'eruv. Now this is not talking about an Eruv, this means, Be'eruv means together. That one of the underrated, difficult Mishnayos in Shas is Meseches Kinim, which is about birds that a woman would bring in certain circumstances as a korban. So if you have two women, right, for example, let's say they're after childbirth or whatever, they come together and they bring four birds to the Beis HaMikdash, and they bought them together, right? They buy these four birds together. Oshen Osnu Kineim the Kohen, or they gave their birds to the Kohen. And again, just in terms of, I'm just trying to see if there's, to clarify here, they both of them need to bring either an Ola and a Chatas. So let's see. So if these women came combined to buy four birds, or they gave the birds to the Kohen. So Eza Shiyutza Kohen Yakriv Ola Vele Eza Shiyutza Yakriv Chatos. Whichever bird the Kohen wants can bring an Ola. Whichever bird the Kohen wants can bring as a Chatos. Now the person. There's a din that a korban needs to be brought for the person bringing it. I mean, you can't just throw all four birds on the mizbeach after shechita and say, well, yeah, figure it out. I mean, we have to know clearly that this bird is for this woman, this bird is for that woman. So therefore, right, that seems to imply that you can do brera. Because, again, the Kohen is almost doing the choosing Meaning the Kohen is choosing which bird is which. When we say that the women bought the bird, so it could be that we mentioned, if you remember, we mentioned something about a shofar, that you could put money in a box that was shaped like a shofar, and the Kohanim would buy it as well. For the women, so that's probably what it's talking about over here. Okay, either way, meaning we see that the Kohen can retroactively can decide this bird is for this woman, this bird is for that woman. So that seems to be that we're saying Brera, right? Because we can't just say that we're just burning him and there should be some general atonement here. So Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, right, so again, so Rabbi Yossi apparently says that the Brera works, right? The Brisa above with the wine of the Kuti. He said that Brera does not work, and over here, by the case of the Kinim, by the birds, so he says that Brera does work. So Amar Rabba, Hasam Kisha Hisnu. Rabba says the case over there, the women made a tnai that the Kohen should be able to choose who owns which bird. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, my lamemra. Well, if that's true, so obviously that's totally fine. If that's the stipulation they made, that's okay. So Gemara says, Kamash Malon Kedir Rav Chisda. So now he's teaching us Rav Chisda's din. Damar Rav Chisda, Ein Hakinim Mit Parashos. You can't decide Mit Parashos, the Faresh. You can't decide and choose which bird is going to be for an Ola, which bird is going to be for a Chatos. Ella, meaning the only way you can choose which bird is going to be for an Ola or a Chatos, You can either do it through when the owners buy them, they can designate which is a bird is an ola, which bird is a chatos, or through the kohen's hakrav, meaning that the kohen is allowed to decide which is which afterwards. So even if assuming the owner did not do that. Okay, so that's what we needed to teach. But we're not saying Breira. I mean, that's halacha is saying that the kohen has the koach to say this is for you and this is for you. This is an ola, this is a chatas. Not that retroactively we say this is what the women wanted, but no, the kohen has that koach according to Rav Chisda, and therefore this is not talking about Breira at all. Okay, fine. Vakati sav Rabbi Yossi. In Breira, does Rabbi Yossi really hold that Breira does not work? Tanya without the Rabbi, so Am Haaretz Shama Lachaver. Am Haaretz says the Talmud Chacham Kach Liguda Achas Shaliyah Gogluska Achas. He says, go buy me some food, right? The Talmud Chacham is a shliach. He's going to the supermarket for an Am Haaretz. And the Talmud Chacham, the case here, the Talmud Chacham buys a lot of food, including the food for the Am Haaretz. So if when the chaver gives the amaretz his stuff, so eino tzarech la'aser, he does not need to give meiser from the stuff that he gives to the amaretz. Devar Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi. She devar chachamim omrim tzarech la'aser, and the chachamim say that he does have to take trumas or meisers. So what's going on over here? So according to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to assume that the food that he gives to the Amaretz belonged to the Amaretz the entire time. Meaning, if you're telling me that that we will say Breira, that we'll decide that whichever food is which, whichever cucumbers the guy gives, the Talmud Chacham gives to the Amaretz, becomes the Amaretz's, If the chaver ever owned this produce, he would have to take trumas and maestros. If he's buying for someone else and just handing it to the amaretz, so then he doesn't have to take trumas and maestros because he never owned it. The chaver never owned it. So if we say breira, that means retroactively all of the food that the Talmud Chacham handed to the amaretz, it was never the Talmud Chacham, and therefore he has no chiyuv to take trumas and maestros. If you tell me we're not going to say breira, and that, you know, the 20 cucumbers he gave to the amaretz was really the chaver's, and then he decided which one to give at this moment, so then according to the chachamim, he's going to have to take trumas and maestros because it became his. There was a moment when it became his. So you see that Rabbi Yossi holds that breira works, and the chachamim hold it doesn't work. So Gemara says, "Enochinami epoch." Switch it around. So Rabbi Yossi says that you have to give trumas and maestros, and Rabbi Yossi does not hold of breira. Okay, so the Gemara tries to bring another proof about Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Yossi says breira does not, we cannot use breira. But Tashma, hold on 1 second. Ha'omer, if someone says maestro sheishli bevesi muhula al sela shetala biyodi minakis. If a person wants to be Michal Meister Sheni, again, take the Kedusha from Meister Sheni and put it on a coin. So he says, the Meister Sheni that I have in my house is going to put the Kedusha on whatever coin that comes out from my pocket. So Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechula. Right, so that works. So that seems to be Breira, right? You picked out 5 coins. How do you know which one is Kadosh? So Mistama, that seems to be that we're saying Breira, that retroactively this is the coin that he wanted. So the Gemara says again, Epoch, just reverse the Shita, Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lochilo. Say that Rabbi Yossi said that, no, it does not work. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Breira. Umay Chazis, the Ichpad Tarti Mekamichada. So again, so 1 second. You're just switch the shitas of 2 brises instead of switching the one about the wine of the kuti to line up with the other 2 brises. Meaning, why don't we switch the one of the wine of the kuti as opposed to switching these 2 brises about Meiser Sheni or about the money that the produce that was given to Namaretz? So Gemara says Avada Ibchatanya, because no, for sure these need to be reversed. Because the end of the second part says Umodir Rabbi Yehuda. Keep having trouble reading. Umodir Rabbi Yossi beomer meiser sheyesh li b'toch beisi. Right, Rabbi Yossi admits that if a person says that this meiser sheni that I have in my house, he mechul al sel chadasha shetale biyadi minakis. should be mechulal, again, just transfer the kedusha on the new coin that's coming from my out of my wallet. Shechilal, and that works. Right, apparently, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says this case does work, implying that Rabbi Yossi in general would hold that it does not work. Right, if he has to be moda, if he has to admit, so then mistama, his basic shita is that it does not work. And we're going to see in 1 second why this works as opposed to the other case. So the Gemara says, "Hai sel chadash eichidami." And what's this case of the new coin? And why would that work as opposed to any coin? If you tell me you have a couple of new coins in your pocket, so that's what we're talking breira. So that's the same as the first case. But if you tell me that you only have one new coin in your pocket, so my tala, what do you mean that the new coin that comes out of my pocket, that comes out of my wallet, you only have one new coin, right? Obviously, that's the coin that you had intention, that you intended. So Gemara says, I did tana reisha talas, tana seifa tala. So the case is that there is only one coin in there, and again, you don't need to use Breira because you only have one coin, and that's why Rabbi Yossi says it works, and really Rabbi Yossi holds that Breira does not work. But what about the language? What do you mean you have to pick a coin, Tala, the coin that comes up from my pocket, from my purse, whatever? Okay, just because the Reisha said Tala, so also the Seifa, the second part of the Breira also said Tala, but really you didn't need to use that language. Okay. Amar Lei Rava L'Rav Nachman. Man hai tana da filu b'derabanan les le breira. Which tana holds that even by dinim derabanan we're not going to apply breira? The tanya, for what din derabanan are we talking about? For, like we said, like we learned in the braisa, amar the chamisha, if you say to 5 different people, harini ma'ariv al iza mikem she'erza, I'm making an eruv for whoever I want. One of you 5 people is going to get an eruv. Mazel tov. I'm going to make an eruv for you. This person can go, meaning out of the tchum, meaning he can use the eruv, but everybody else cannot. Ratzim nibod yom eruv o eruv. If he picked somebody before Shabbos, so then it's fine. Then the eruv works again because an eruv is good at binish mashos. Mishachashecha. But if he chose afterwards ein eruv o eruv, then it doesn't work. Right? Apparently, you see that you can't say breira even by the derabbanan of. So Erev Tchumen. So who is the Tana who holds like that? So Ishtek v'lo Amar Lei v'lo Midi. So Rav Nachman didn't say anything. Right? Didn't say anything back to Rava. The Gemara says v'lema le Tana debe Ayohu. Well, what about Ayo? Right? Would you learn on the first Amar Aleph there? Really, I guess Amar Beis of Amar Vav Amar Beis. Right? He holds that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira by Erev Tchumen. So the Gemara says simply lo Shmirle. He had never heard. That shita, right? He understood that Rav Nachman had understood that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Breira works. So he had never heard of Ayo's opinion, and therefore he couldn't quote it. So Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef said, no, Tanai Shamata Shakalta Me'alma. What, you removed all the Tanayim, right? Did you forget Tanai? There's some Tanayim who hold like this. Tanaihi, it's a machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya, like we learned in Abraisa, Hareini Ma'ariv, the Shabbosa, Shokol Hashana. The person says, this is Erev is for all of the Shabbosim. Right? It's Rosh Hashanah coming up. Right? The person makes an Erev for all of this year's Shabbosim. So, Ratziti Elich, if I want to go in any direction, meaning in the direction of the Erev, I can go. Lo Ratziti Lo Elich. But if there's a Shabbos that I don't want, so then I won't go, 4,000 amos from where I'm presently sitting. Ratzimi Bod Yom, Erev Erev. So, if you decided whether to go or travel, whether the Erev would work before Shabbos, so then it works. But if afterwards, so then we have a Machlokes Tanayim. And again, if you made your decision on Shabbos, so that involves Breira. Right? If whether the Erev is going to be good or not, right? If you made decided before Shabbos, so then okay, so the Erev is good, Banish Mashas, you've decided. But if you decide on Shabbos, you need to imply Breira to say that the Erev is going to be good, Banish Mashas, and then we'll retroactively set up the Erev. So that's a Machlokes. Right, Rabbi Shimon Omer Eruvo Erev, the Chachamim Omer Ein Eruvo Erev. So apparently, you see the Chachamim who are arguing on Rabbi Shimon, who say that Breira does not work. If the Erev is no good, that Breira does not work. This is the Tana who holds that Breira does not work by Dinim Durabana. The Gemara says, Vashamin the Rabbi Shimon the Lesle Breira. But didn't we say on Amad Aleph by the case of the wine, of the Kuti, that Rabbi Shimon is one of the mandamars who say the Breira does not work. It's Kasher, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon. It's Ella Epoch. So, you know, in Echonami, we reverse the Shitas. Again, I'm doing a lot of that today. Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds that Eruvim, that Breira does not work by Dinim Durabana. So, Gemara says, my Kasher, one second. Why? What's so difficult? What's so tough that he had to switch the Shitas? I mean, Dilma Lesley, the Rabbi Shimon Breira, Rabbi Doraisa, Avodah Rabbanan Islay. Right? Maybe when you're talking about a Din Doraisa, like we did on Amud Aleph, in terms of Shimon Zemaisros, so that's where Rabbi Shimon will say we can't say Breira. But maybe by Dinam Durabanan, like Erev Tchumim, Rabbi Shimon will say he will hold of Breira. So Kasav Rav Yosef. So again, Rav Yosef, who said that we have to switch the Shitas. So mind the Isle Breira Lo Shnabi Raisa Lo Shnabi Rabbanan Isle. Right, whoever holds a Breira is going to hold whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. And mind the Lesle Breira Lo Shnabi Raisa Lo Shnabi Rabbanan Lesle. Right, regardless, whoever holds the Breira does not work is not going to distinguish between the Raisas or the Rabbanan. So simply, he found that Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that Breira does not work by the Raisas. So by definition, he must hold that Breira does not work by Durabanans. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, Rabbi Shimon will say that Breira works by this Eruv case. What's the difference then? Why did he say that Breira does not work by the wine of the Kuti? Shani Hasam, Debidan Rishis Shireh Nikarim. That's a different din by Truma Samaisros, that according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds that for Truma, you need to be able to distinguish Nikarin, has to be recognizable, the separation of the food when you separate the Trumas and Maestros. So that's a separate thing. That has nothing to do with, we're going to say Breira doesn't work, but not because Breira doesn't work, simply because you have an outside factor there that you need to be able to tell the produce apart. If I said to him, if that's true, Hayu Lefano of Shnei Rimonim Shel Tavel, if a person had two pomegranates, right, in Yad Yoma, Rosh Hashanah coming up, you have two pomegranates, both of them are Tevel. You need to take Trumas and Maestros. The Amar, and he says, if it rains today, then pomegranate A is Truma, and the other one is fine to eat. If it doesn't rain, and if it doesn't rain, pomegranate B is the Truma, and the other one is Chulin. So, would you also say that doesn't work? Right? Meaning you can't tell the difference between the two pomegranates. Right? So, Chitema Hachinam, if you'll tell me, yeah, that it doesn't work, or whatever he's saying, we're not going to say Breira back retroactively. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Trumas Hakri Hazeb Maestros of Betocho, Utrumas Maestros Zeb Betocho, Rabbi Shimon Omer Karashem. If a person says that the Truma and the Maestr are in Betocho, are in the middle of this pile of a Kri, and a Kri again is the pile of grain, if you're going to say that a person said that the Truma and the Maestr for this pile of grain is inside of it, and also the Trumas Meisters, so Rabbi Shimon says, and that's fine, that works. Right, so what do you mean? So why would you tell me that the two pomegranate cases is no good, that doesn't work? So Gemara says, Shani Hasam Dika Sviva. No, because that case is a little different. By the case of a Kri, by the case of a pile, so you still have other produce around it. Right? You still have other produce like that's Sviva around it, meaning in Echonami, the Truma of the Meister is in the middle, but you definitely have outer pieces of produce that are not in the middle, and therefore you can distinguish between the two. By the case of the wine, and in the case of the pomegranates, you can't tell the difference, bichlal, between the separated produce, the Trumas and Maestros produce, and the regular stuff. V'boyseima, or another answer, meaning, another way to understand is Rabbi Shimon actually does hold of Breira, but what about the case of the wine of the Kuti? So, the reason at the end of the Breisa, Amru lo Rabbi Meir, Ia tamod Hashem yibaka hanod. This is, we didn't quote before, but the end of that Breisa says that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Meir, who said that we will say Breira, and that you can separate the Truma from the wine of the Kuti, Ia tamod Hashem yibaka hanod. Why don't you say that since maybe the node, the bottle, will crack and the wine will spill out before you actually get to separate the Trumas and Maestros, that's going to impact that the Trumas and Maestros can't be taken now. It's not going to, because it could be that it's not going to happen. Meaning, since you definitely do have to separate Trumas and Maestros. The only concept the Breira says, we allow you to use the leftover wine to say that retroactively this is the wine you wanted to separate. But let's say the barrel or the bottle or whatever it is could crack in the middle, and then all the wine spills out, and now you don't actually end up separating Trumas and Maestros at the end. So now all you drank, all that stuff you drank beforehand, was all tevel because you never separate Trumas and Maestros from that. So I'm on the hand, so Rabbi Meir said back to them, yeah, okay, so fine, the Kishiyah Baka, right, when it breaks, then I'll deal with it. In other words, I'm not concerned for that that's actually going to happen. And so therefore, we can say Breira that we can retroactively assume, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you can use Breira for the case of the Trumas Meiser and all the separating over here. The case by the wine is simply different because he's concerned that the thing will break and you won't actually end up separating Trumas and Maestros, but by over here with the pomegranates and the Cree and the pile and whatever, so he will hold that Breira is fine and that will actually work. Okay. We're going to call it here, Abosai. We're going to stop here. This does continue a bit, but Mitzvah will go right there in the Heligashas tomorrow. Have a tremendous day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.